So Bill Gates is taking over the farmland, trying to pass all these laws to restrict and shut down cattle production. Ben Shapiro just says, suck it up. Don't complain about the economic condition. Just shut up and go to sleep. Well, we're not going to sleep. Here's this powerful report.
Bill Gates just handed us the next chapter of the globalist eugenicist perfect storm playbook on a silver platter.
Water shortages could be the biggest mass mortality event the world has ever seen. I am talking billions of people dying.
What the?
The only way we ensure people remain safe is by being invested in the United States Water Reserve.
Pair that with his well-documented purchases of farmland and water rights across the American West.
You're reporting Bill Gates started buying land in 2013 through a web of limited liability shell companies across the country. Tell us what he's got.
I mean, there is a lot of land, and it's over about 18 different states, right? So we're talking about 70,000 acres in North Louisiana, around the Delta region, 14,000 acres in Florida, over 40,000 acres in Arkansas, over 14,000 acres in Washington. So it really just spans the country, and it is a lot of land. Local farmers I spoke to in South Georgia and North Florida said that he's doing the same thing that Big Ag did before he got there, which is using a lot of fertilizer that leaches into the rivers, causes big algae blooms, and actually is very ruinous for the habitats of manatees and fish.
Plus the exploding thirst of AI data centers that are draining aquifers dry and the pattern snaps into focus, manufacture the crisis, control the supply, and thin the herd under the banner of saving the planet.
The animals that can eat grass have very unusual stomachs that have these bacteria.
Oh, they're so evil. They have unusual stomachs.
So
get rid of them.
Natural gas, both out the front and the back. And so people have said, well, let's change the hay or throw some things in there. And it's been, nobody knows how to get rid of.
No one knows how to get cows to stop farting.
Exactly.
This is the same oligarch who spent years pushing experimental injections.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus.
How ready was the world for this, say on a scale of 1 to 10, and how about the U.S.?
The U.S. gets a low score.
Now positioning himself as the gatekeeper of the one resource no human can live without for more than a few days.
My name is Doug Seavey. I build data centers. I own data centers. I built the first private data center in the state of Iowa. And everything that Google is telling you is BS.
Hi, I'm Ben Townsend. I lead infrastructure strategy and sustainability here at Google. Google's helping foster a new era of technological progress, and we are committed to doing so responsibly. You probably already know that data centers need energy to operate, but you might be surprised to learn that they generate heat and often rely on water for cooling. At Google, we understood early on that as the use of digital services grew, so too would the need for water to cool data centers. That's why we set out to find a responsible, sustainable way to manage this vital resource.
I have a data center right now that's running in Hiawatha, and I have been there 14 years and have never used 1 gallon of water. What Google isn't telling you is they don't want to use the technology because it costs more. They're going to burn through the water, and when it's done, and they don't care. Then they'll put the money in. When I called you and talked to you, and I said, you should really help, let me help you, I never heard anything back. And I warned you, I said, my well goes dry, I'm coming after you because I know what's going on. And you can't do this. You guys have to say no water. They don't have to have it.
UN reports on water bankruptcy and data center consumption provide the scientific cover. While Gates and his fellow Davos acolytes buy the actual aquifers and dictate distribution.
Get off your couch and go protest the nearest data center coming near you, because if you don't, in 10 years, this, it's going to be gone, guys. We need water to live.
Americans still clinging to the idea that these people mean well need to wake the hell up. You can stockpile food, guns, and gold, but without water, you're finished in 72 hours. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can't I decode? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're in hour number two of this live Sunday night, the 16th day of August 2026. And a lot of people have said that folks obsessed with the assassination of Charlie Kirk and are asked questions are part of the Charlie Kirk assassination conspiracy industry. And there are certainly some people that spend 90% of their time on it. It's a free country. They can do that. But Charlie Kirk was a major political leader, got millions and millions of young people to register as Republican. He did say that Israel was coming after him. He told me that personally. His text messages came out. I'm not saying Israel killed him. But when you look at the official story of what happened, it's a lie. Now, people get confused when they tune in because I'll sit there and criticize Candace Owens, or when I think she's, you know, thinking something's true that's not, I'll look at that particular theory. But what I do, and I'm not saying she's bad, I just call balls and strikes. When I see TPUSA do weird stuff or Kash Patel orders no investigation into foreign involvement, and I break that news 10 plus months ago, now confirmed, and he says no investigation of all the trans people and their supporters saying he'll be dead when he comes to town tomorrow. And then now we'll show you this. They have put out flipped footage, blown up to cut off the timestamp of the Tyler Robinson footage that they famously put out of him going up and down the stairs. And then they have all these surrogates come out during the pretrial and say, open and shut, he's guilty. We saw 4D up close him pull the trigger. And we saw his face. And then it's a little bitty guy running across the roof, much more muscular than Tyler Robinson. He quickly unfolds a gun and shoots. You can't put together a 30-06. You can't throw on a telescopic sight. And then he hit the side of paper in 5 minutes. You got to screw it together, put it together. Then it takes a whole box of ammunition. It's almost always off the paper to walk it in. I am not a trained sniper. I've had a bunch of them on, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, you name it. But anybody that's a hunter knows you can even have a sighted in telescopic scope and take it off and then get to where you are and put it on, and it's going to be a foot off or more. You got to put it back on. You got to load it up, start shooting. You'll bore sight it, getting your crosshairs, you know, right down the center of the barrel, and maybe it's a foot off, and then walk in with your adjustments up and down till you're there. These aren't red dots you just throw on. Those aren't telescopic, and still those are off till you dial those in, but it's a lot quicker. When I say this, people go, no, that's not true. You can throw a telescopic sight on and do that. Anybody that's done deer hunting or done any of this or is a gunsmith will tell you that is horse crap. Absolute bull. But the footage they release absolutely destroys the official story. So Candace had this debate, and even the guy she was debating, who was the champion of TPUSA, their guy, had to say, well, I was 75 to 85% sure. That's what Andrew Wilson said, that it's Tyler Robinson that did this. Well, I'm not a 45-plus year lawyer or a former prosecutor like Lionel, national talk show host and very well-respected media analyst. But to me, if it's 75%, if you're 25% not sure, that is major reasonable doubt. Even 15% is reasonable doubt. I wonder if you could put a number to that. But even the guy they are debating says 75% to 85% sure. And then he couldn't name any of the charges properly in a huge gotcha moment. That's why I said I think she overall won. So we're going to go to Lionel here right now to talk about this. Then I'll play a few of these clips. But the whole thing has fallen apart with the telescopic scope, saying he just puts it all together. He's putting nothing together up there. He runs out, throws it down 35 seconds later, shoots. There's nothing being put together. You can see if you blow the footage up, something's unfolded, probably a smaller caliber rifle like we first surmised. They've got, so it's small. He unfolds it, then gets a shot, does it, and then runs off. When he comes out, there's no rifle in his pants like we'd seen. And then you have Cash Patel ordering a cover-up. I mean, I'm done at that point. Doesn't mean I know what happened. So when Candace and her surrogates and herself put out things and theories and say, this is a fact and I disagree with it, now I'm a Mossad agent, I get mad at them. And then the other side is, you know, asking, why are you doing this? Why are you with her? I think Candace means well. I think she's a good person. But we all have a right to ask these questions because the system's so discredited. I mean, people say, oh, well, Tyler Robinson has confessed. We haven't seen that. I've talked to the family and heard recordings, too, them saying, no, we're intimidated. We don't believe this. Okay, but the national media doesn't want to cover that. And you have famous cases of Sirhan Sirhan and, you know, all the rest of this, and Jack Ruby with the same known CIA mind control handlers, Jolly and West controlling them, and the Unabomber being MKUltra. That's L.A. Times. And all of this is to say this guy's guilty. They say so. Well, you haven't been through a rigged trials like I have, okay? And you also, this is the only state in the union, Lionel, correct me if I'm wrong, where a grand jury doesn't have to indict you. A prosecutors can do it. Well, why didn't you show a grand jury what you've got? This whole thing has big problems. But I want to analyze the debate and look at it with you because here's the deal. TPUSA, and I don't even dislike them. I like them. I don't think they were involved. But I think the official story is not true. Maybe you disagree. But my issue is you can't blame America after all the lies we've been told for not believing this when the same Cash Patel that ordered a shutdown of any foreign involvement when they found evidence of it, now confirmed that went on that I broke almost a year ago, 10 months ago. And then he's covering up Epstein and putting out edited videos in the jail that they said weren't edited, but they removed a whole bunch of time from. And then you've got them saying, don't look at crooks, any accomplices. There's no internet evidence, though there was. And then now they've put out footage that was flipped and zoomed in, take the time code off of Tyler Robinson in the stairwells. And it just goes on and on and on. So I got big problems. Lionel of Lionel Media at Lionel Media on X and Lionel Nation on YouTube. As a long-term lawyer and former prosecutor, what do you make of this?
Okay, first of all, Alex, there are four rings of this four-ring circus. The first one is whodunit. This might be best handled one day by an Oliver Stone-style documentary. Who did it? Who was responsible? The motivations? Was it Israel, United States, CIA? That's kind of a whodunit. The second part is the trial. That's what I'm zeroing in on. That's another story. Can the state of Utah prove, beyond and to the exclusion of every reasonable doubt, that Tyler Robin committed inter alia, among other things, but specifically aggravated murder? The answer is no. The third part is going to be, you can analyze TPUSA and Erica Kirk and all the particular points. That, to me, is not even, it doesn't interest me that much. And the fourth part, which is brand new, is, let's just talk about Candace Owens. Now, Alex, when I first came on board with you, this next month, 25 plus years ago, but 25 with 9/11, even when you and others, and there were a few people, remember, there was a nascent period of the internet, you were one of very few people who said, wait a minute, this thing stinks. We had Dylan Avery and Loose Change. And I mean, nobody dared say this. But Alex, I don't remember anybody coming after you specifically the way they did then. Oliver Stone, they didn't come after him regarding JFK. Oh, they did a little bit. Dorothy Kilgallen, who they might have offed when she did her investigation of JFK. Mark Lane. It goes down the list. We're in a new era here where Candace Owens has become the center of the debate. I don't even know why. She's not a prosecutor. She's not a party litigant. She's a commentator. If she says this, or if she says an exploding microphone or Venusians, whatever, who cares? It has nothing to do with the trial. But I don't want to interrupt a good debate. Now, this event that happened, whatever this, I don't know what this was, Friday, it was fantastic. It was a new level, a new aspect to this arena called streaming or whatever the hell you call this. It was fascinating. I was a part of this live event. It was like War of the Worlds meets whatever it is. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. Alex, a very simple test. Ask anybody you want to talk to, specifically anybody who has any kind of law training. If I were to go into court right now, let's just say hypothetically, if I said, listen, Mr. Prosecutor, hi, I represent Tyler Robinson. Let's send this to a jury right now. You want to do a closing argument? That's fine. Let's go to a jury right now. Case closed. All the evidence is in. There's no new evidence. There might be some analysis, but let's just go in. Let me tell you what they're going to find out. The jury sits down and they say, okay, let's take a vote. All in favor of guilt of Tyler Robinson for aggravated murder, raise your hand. And somebody says, you, Mr. Jones, yes. How did Tyler kill Mr. Kirk? It's a good question. With a rifle. Well, we got a problem with that. The ATF, the official document, says that it was inconclusive. Alex, I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine you are being charged with cocaine trafficking.
They can't match the bullet. Plus, we know the guy on the roof doesn't have a 30-06. Plus, we know a 30-06 goes through your neck.
Forget it. I don't care about the roof. I don't care about the pictures. I don't care about anything. It's like you see this right here. This is a lint brush. There's no connection to this and the case either. Doesn't matter. There's nothing. So you're going to ask a jury, find Tyler Robinson guilty. Forget the other stuff, too, of shooting him with something, but not that rifle. Because that rifle, as far as we're concerned, has really nothing to do with it. Let me give you an analogy, which I was trying to explain. Assume that you are charged with cocaine trafficking. They walk in, there's bags of it, you're covered in it, and they take it, they arrest you, you're looking at life in prison. They take the cocaine back to the lab, and it comes back inconclusive. We don't even know if it's cocaine.
You walk.
Guess what? Bye-bye. You walk. Now, let me ask you this, and you know a little bit about this, and because this is about common sense, Alex. It's not about anything other than that. Let's assume, in addition...
By the way, notice even I'm not against Candace, but everybody loves the rabbit trails that can't be proven. Almost no one covers the fact that they said they can't prove it's a 30-06 bullet.
That's it. That's the not guilty right there. But not only that, they can't even prove that this thing was fired, what the rifle was. Let me go a step further.
But then we know it would go through the throat, and we know now the guy on the roof doesn't obviously have a 30-06. He unfolds something small, and he doesn't have time to put it together. So it had to be like a red dot.
I don't care what it is. What I'm saying is,
I'm saying all the other evidence adds to what you're saying. Right. It's ridiculous.
I would say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm telling you right now, on behalf of Mr. Tyler Robinson, we're telling you that Charlie Kirk was killed by something, but it wasn't him.
So you're saying as a former federal prosecutor who put a lot of people in prison, you would be horrified to try this case?
As a prosecutor, defense, I would love it. By the way, not federal prosecutor, but state. But let me ask you this. Let me just get this out, my dear friend. Let's assume wrapped up in the bushes was a bazooka or a flamethrower or a musket or a flintlock or BAR, and it's covered with his DNA. I love that. Well, it was his gun, and it was on the trigger, but so was Lance's. But it doesn't matter. We found a bazooka with this hand, and people are going to say, who the hell cares whether his fingerprints, the bazooka had nothing to do with the firing. We've got this rifle that looks good, whether you can take it apart. By the way, is it a screwdriver or an Allen wrench? Does the actual... safety switch.
But that doesn't matter how fast you can put it together. A telescopic scope slapped on does not hit the target.
I don't give a damn whatever it is. I'm saying this man sitting right there is being accused and faces theoretically the firing squad because he mysteriously, magically killed this individual using something. We don't know what it is. Now, I would also do a motion to not so much suppress, but a motion in limine, meaning don't bring up a rifle. If it's inconclusive, don't bring it up. Don't hold it up. Don't talk about it because it has nothing to do with it. So anyway, that's not guilty. That's not guilty right there. Thank you. Have a nice day.
No, I know you're going with that main argument, which I agree is the most powerful, but
I'm not done yet.
What about explaining to people how many times we have a patsy for whatever reason behind the scenes, McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald,
irrelevant in the criminal trial. Irrelevant in the criminal trial.
But people are saying he's confessed, and then I talked to the family, and they said that's not the case, but they're scared.
Oh, we'll get to the confession in a moment. Now, remember, confessed what? If I said, Alex, if you walked into court, if I said, Yes, this is Alex Jones. He has something to say. And on that day, you walked in and said, I was there. I've got selfies. I killed Charlie Kirk. Arrest me. And he said, wait a minute, excuse me, Mr. No, I killed him. Now, he never said that. He turned himself in because somebody told his family, listen, if you know what's good for you, you better get his ass, turn him in, because he's going to wake up one day, there's going to be red dots all over him because he wasn't supposed to be here. Okay, they should have butlered his ass, but they didn't. And I don't know what happened, but whenever you have this, the patsy, you get rid of the patsy, with the exception of Sirhan Sirhan. But anyway, he made it somehow. That's why the confession sort of maybe changed. But he walked in and he said, I'm turning myself in. After being Mirandized, some other great sleuths like Baron Coleman and others found out that for the first time ever on that Discord account, lo and behold, there it is. He confesses to this, confesses after he's turned himself in and they took his phone away. Now that's telepathy. The man can do mind control. So anyway, the parents are also, whom you've never heard of, they're going to say, we never said he did anything. If you notice, Alex, read the words, it was me. Read these weird text messages. If you want to get into that.
When you read the confession thing, it's like it's written by prosecutors. It uses all these weird cop terms that I follow a lot of police stuff, so I barely know them. I mean, you read that, it's like, did the FBI agent write this?
ChatGPT, who was it? Robert, who was it? O'Neill, the ex-Navy SEAL, said it sounded like somebody who has English as a second language.
Yeah, O'Neill is the most famous formal Navy SEAL who reportedly killed bin Laden. Yes. He says him and all his buddies. Well, by the way, I know a bunch of Navy SEALs, Delta Force guys. They don't want to come on the air, but I said this months ago. They all say this is a total horse crap. I mean,
But listen, but aside from that, though, he also subscribes. And let me also say something about the great, the inimitable, the ineffable, Candace Owens. And by the way, not to in any way be pinned towards you, but you laid the groundwork for this. She is standing on your shoulders. So she's come forward and she has a hypothesis or others, not really her perhaps, regarding exploding mics. Okay, fine. You can get into that. You can talk about that. That's not going to come up in this trial at all. But what he said was, even the phraseology of this confession. Now, the bottom line is simply this. All I know, Alex, is the world of evidence, the evidence code. And there's two particular things you got to worry about. One is authentication. And I've got to prove that whenever you introduce anything in evidence, it's a document, a note, a text. If I talk about, believe it or not, Alex, the VIN, or as some people say, the VIN number, the VIN of your car, I got to show you, where is this? If it's an engine block, if it's a serial number, if it's anything documented, I've got to authenticate this. And I always ask these magical words, this incantation. Mr. Witness, is this a true and accurate depiction of what you saw? That's very good. We have something different, though. Now we can say, yep, that's it. This is a screenshot. Yep, that's the text message I got on my phone. But now we have to ask the question, is this text message from Tyler? I don't care what your phone said. I don't care what somebody said. Is this from Tyler's phone? Is this from Tyler?
Is this his metadata? Is this his metadata?
Right. Exactly. Just because it says something, you know, for example, if I said, well, you know, I got a call from somebody and caller ID said it was Alex Jones's number. Well, was it Alex?
Well, here's an example. About 3 years ago, I'm sitting in a CPA legal meeting at like 5:30, and it says Tucker Carlson's calling and it's his number. I answer, it's a comedian with an AI, and the Tucker voice starts saying horrible sexual things to me, and I went, this is AI. Then the comedian the next day brags he has it, he's going to release it. Tucker threatened to sue him. He never put it out. I kind of wish he would have. But the point was is that he spoofs my number. He's got my number. He spoofs Tucker's number, and he's got AI doing it. That's a comedian in Canada. Right?
Okay, now a couple of other things which are important here. Now, let's assume, just for the sake of argument, and remember, you're a juror, and I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, has the state of Utah proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Tyler Robinson did it? Again, how did he do it? I don't know. And I can't, by the way, I can't violate the motion in limine by saying, well, where's the gun? You opened the door. You wanted the gun out. Now you brought it in. So anyway, I'm going to say you can't do that. Reasonable doubt, number one. Let's talk about the confession. Confession to what? Do you believe
it? Well, let's go to the confession in a moment. Since you mentioned this, okay. Here is Candace Friday debating Andrew Wilson, and she says zero chance it's Tyler Robinson. He says 75-85. I want to ask you, under law, is that not the definition of reasonable doubt, or what percentage would not be reasonable doubt? 1%? What is reasonable doubt? If you have 1%, I'm doubting. What is 25% doubt? Here's their champion, 25% doubt. Here it is.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, are you between 0 to 100, what is the likelihood that you think Tyler Robinson shot Charlie Kirk and killed him?
Based on the evidence right now, I don't know. I'd say 75, 85%.
Candace?
0%.
0%.
I'm at zero.
So
with what we've seen in terms of the evidence, I'm at 0%.
So not only, you know, that maybe somebody was behind him as a patsy influencing him, you're not even saying that he didn't even shoot Charlie Kirk.
Right. I would, if you said, was he involved that day, as I have consistently said on my platform, I would say, yes, he was. I don't know what role he played, but as the shooter, 0%.
I don't think Andrew Wilson understands, or now he probably does, what a big admission that is. So what is reasonable doubt? What percentage you have to put a number on?
First of all, I'm not going to say anything bad about Pickles, as we call him, all right? He was there. He did his thing. This man paid $300,000 to be made a fool of. That's it. Case closed. You do the math on that one. It works like this. I'll do it in reverse. When we used to, as a prosecutor, we used to do closing arguments with the jury. I would say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, would you make me a promise? Would you make me a promise that if you find the defendant not guilty, would you have a reason for it? Would you be able to tell me why? Would you say, well, I got a problem with it because I don't believe the alibi, or I don't believe the evidence, or I don't believe him, I don't believe the main witness. Just have a reason. It doesn't work percentage. But if he says 75% sure and 25% possibly not guilty, that's reasonable doubt because it's beyond and to the exclusion of every reasonable doubt. If it says, you know, you got 99 out of 100, but I got to tell you, I don't buy, I kind of think the alibi makes sense. That's reasonable doubt. Now, if you read the jury instructions, you can go online. They're pretty much the same. It's not a forced doubt. It's not a hunch. It's not a, it's a reason. I've got a reason for this. And here is the thing. As a juror, I can't even tell you how he killed him because I don't have a rifle. I don't have a, you talk about a gunshot, you talk about something. And I'm not saying there aren't questions. I am telling you right now that in the case of, for example, O.J. Simpson, we know he did it. But you might not be able to prove it. There's a reasonable doubt whether they can prove
it. Because if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Let me make a distinction.
There's a cop was down the planet.
It's not a reasonable doubt. Wait a minute. First of all, that's ridiculous because why would you plant a glove when you don't know where O.J. Simpson was? I even asked Mark Furman about that.
But I think what you're saying is they planted the gun, clearly. Okay. My point is to the gun.
No. I don't want to get off into that. What I'm saying is, in the case of O.J. Simpson, yes, I believe he did it. But the trial... Did they prove it in trial? No. Remember Casey Anthony, Kaylee Anthony, she killed her daughter? I thought, this broad is up. But I said, they're going to acquit her. Why? Because they found a skull. They can't even prove homicide. Do you remember the case of Trayvon Martin and
Hold
George
on, stay
Zimmerman?
There. Yeah. We got to go to break. Lionel, stay there. But you're talking about the trial. I'm talking about general court of public opinion, though. Almost no one's buying the official story.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started or give us a call at 720-605-7000.
3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Where, said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. He was like, Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the global's going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene Blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Nationally syndicated media analyst, former prosecutor, Lionel's our guest.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So I got to do like a two-hour commercial free with Lionel because he's a really smart guy, and I've known him for 20-something years, and I get he wants to focus on the trial and as a lawyer. Hold on. We'll go back to you in a minute. But I just want to say, and I want to do that. It's important to do, and I want you to get into the so-called confession. But when you've got the long history of fake confessions and show trials, they're not all like this, but when they want to fix it, they tend to be able to pick the courts and do it. It's totally reasonable to do this. But when you have Cash Patel killing an investigation into foreign involvement or accomplices domestically when people are saying he'll be dead tomorrow, I'm done right there. And I get it's hard to bring that in to the trial of the jury, but if the jury saw that, or the feds putting out all this doctored footage where they're reversing things and flipping it and cutting off timestamps, the same Cash Patel FBI that put out, this is all the footage. You'll see Epstein kill himself, and it's a shot, not even the door. Then, 1 minute's missing. An hour's missing. On and on and on. And there's no accomplices. And he wasn't even a child trafficker, even though his girlfriend's in prison for it. I'm just, like, done at this point. Better 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to jail. So you know, I'm not even sure about Tyler Robinson, even though the guy on the roof doesn't fit him. My point is that there's so many lies here, and this is so political. I don't believe any of it. So let me show a few clips and get your take on that, and then you can go back to the confession. But I want just 35,000-foot view, court of public opinion here, because they're all saying he's guilty. They're all saying at pretrial he's guilty, having surrogates say it. And so we saw him up close, 4D, pull the trigger, his face as he did it, which was a talking point and a lie to manipulate the jury. So Patel's out Friday saying, don't question this, you're going to hurt the trial. Well, you're already doing it, so I don't want to hear that. The real court is a court of public opinion. Look at this. I'm going to play all these clips because there's not enough time, but look at this. It's official bombshell. Footage has just been unveiled in the Tyler Robinson trial for the assassinated Charlie Kirk, clearly showing Robinson arriving, going through it and shooting him. No, it doesn't show that. Then the footage the feds released publicly is flipped and cropped, and that's confirmed. Right, that alone, I'm done. So I'm not like Candace, and I'm not putting her down. I'm not saying I know what happened. I'm saying I know that what I'm being told isn't true. That's all I'm saying. So let's go to these clips. Here is a clip of and reporters have gone and duplicated this. It's all confirmed that they flipped it all. They cropped it. They cut off the timestamp. Why are you doing that? Why'd the cop turn off his camera when he got up there? Why'd they find this unspent round up on the top of the roof right at the same spot? And then this clip back to back. Here is Andrew Wilson, known as Pickles for whatever reason, reading this text message like, I'm threatened. Be sure and protect me. Oh, that's proof. Nobody was involved but the left. Whatever. With his wife saying, I have his phone. He didn't feel threatened. Well, I talked to Charlie. He felt threatened. Charlie talked about it all the time. Hold on. We're going to go to you. I just want to play, because I've talked about it, the footage of the stairwell, the flip footage, and then go to that clip of them contradicting themselves. Here it is.
All right, you guys. We caught the feds in another lie. So this is level 3, parking level 3 at UVU, where they have Tyler Robinson coming around the corner, coming down the stairwell. There's the camera right over here. But in the Fed version of their footage, this stairwell, which is actually on the left, on their version, it's on the right. So they have completely reversed this image. And not only have they reversed the image, they have also doctored the timestamps. Because if you reverse the image, the timestamps would be reversed as well. So something ain't adding up here. Here's level 2, proving that the stairwell is actually on the left.
Charlie responded with this. Okay, great. Remind them that they are there for one person's security only. Because I'm somewhat worried the left is trying to kill me. That was a message sent September 9th.
But he was not messaging people the day before saying, I'm going to be murdered. They're coming after me. Someone's going to kill me. He didn't say that. And I have his cell phone.
So he had this gotcha thing, but wouldn't show her the text message. Now, Lionel, thanks for waiting while I said all that. There's so much to unpack.
First of all. No, Alex, this is like drinking from a fire hose. I understand it. Do you remember, as an analogy, next month, 25 years, 9/11, remember when Dylan Every put together Loose Change and you thought, oh my God, at the end of it, you were exhausted. When you look at a movie that you like, your favorite movie, I like The Godfather.
Me
it's
too.
Not a particular scene, but when you put it all together, you think, wow.
Can't watch it enough.
Let's start off with this. When somebody, and I hope somebody does a kind of an Oliver Stone-esque, Charlie, the truth, or whatever you want to call it. When you let's look at the story, the way they do it, all based upon time signatures. It is the most ridiculous story of this guy who decided one day he was going to drive Candace, not Candace, but based upon a compilation. And by the way, the reason why Candace figures so prominently is that she's the only one talking about this. Nobody else is even daring to do it because she's getting away from this. It's a leftist, it's Antifa, it's the furries or whatever these people are. But anyway, this guy drove almost an entire day. He goes, he shoots. First time Alex decides to bring this old gun. And by the way, you don't take it apart with a screwdriver. You need an Allen wrench. And then he takes it apart at least 3 or 4 times, sticks it down his pants, changes clothes 3 or 4 times. There was a CNN interview. And Alex, again, I keep going back to this. When you watch 9/11 the day it happened. There were a lot of people who said things nobody was paying attention to because we didn't know what was happening.
I was.
25 years later, you say, wait a minute, that's interesting. Like some people saying, Building 7 is going to blow. Get out, they're going to pull it, and all this stuff. Okay, what happened here was, you've got this fellow who's doing some kind of work, and he says, yeah, I saw this guy come up, and he had long, stringy black hair. Who has long, stringy black hair? Lance. Now, does that mean Lance did it? No, but that sure as hell didn't look like Tyler. Then they show you, Alex, a picture. It looks like a Rorschach test. Remember the Yeti? Remember the Abominable Snowman or Sasquatch? These grainy pictures, and they say, that's it. You had host after host come out and say,
we saw 4D, pure HD. 4K. You can see an ant's eyeballs, and then you see his little tiny guy.
Yes, 4K, and I kept looking up at the clock. I'm saying, please don't let it turn to 1223. And then they say, where is it? And there was somebody who happened, they said, well, don't worry. What we saw in the courtroom wasn't what you've seen. But yet, because of scrupulous, and by the way, the crowdsourcing.
Well, it's worse than that. Like the judge said, don't show it, but let cameras on so we see what they saw.
Yeah. But then people, there was one particular woman, I forget her name.
Notice, she's though, they that. Didn't she challenge says, Candace when she got that raw footage that we already saw in the courtroom on a screen. You can blow it up.
Right.
Notice they didn't deny that was real. Notice they didn't go there, but that's a bigger story.
No.
It shows all is not well in Camelot, that people are so upset inside the court, they're leaking the raw footage to Candace.
But Alex, and also, this is a guy who decides, he sits here and he ruminates, he thinks, he focuses, he obsesses over the fact, oh, I got to kill
But two
this
days
guy.
Before, he's You've at a college a party it. Event.
His roommate lover, who, by the way, has been granted use immunity, interesting, why is that? I don't know. But anyway, the roommate...
Well, let's just say, people are settling in as the roommate is a suspect.
Well, listen, everybody's a suspect. We don't know anything, but I would say my question to you is, the first thing I was going to ask is, has anybody offered you immunity? Because, you know, basically, Mr. Twigg, somebody could construe what you are doing here after a murder has occurred. They might say, you know, you're talking about don't say anything, get the rifle. Are you acting as an accessory after the fact? Are you basically somebody who's like the getaway guy, an accessory, an accomplice?
Well, I'll just say it. I've seen all the footage. It looks like, I'll just say this, he comes off like a supervillain.
Well, whatever. But I'm saying, and they said, sure enough, he was granted that. And by the way, when they bring him out for the preliminary hearing, and don't forget, that was just to establish probable cause. And by the way, my friend, you said something very astute. You said, why didn't they impanel a grand jury? My point exactly. Probable cause would have been established. We'd be on.
Aren't they the only state? Are they the only state that does that? Where you don't have
No. Now you can. Most people do it, but for some reason or another, this very simple thing. If a grand jury had been invited, had been impaneled,
and they said grand juries will indict a ham sandwich. Why don't you go to one?
The great Saul Wachler said that. So I don't know. I don't know. That's the I don't know section. But anyway, so here's this person, and he takes the stand. It reminds me of the 9/11 commission. Remember that with Zuccolo, where they bring out Bush and Condoleezza Rice, but you can't ask him any questions. Anyway, so they bring this guy out.
Hold on. As a prosecutor, people don't understand. We have a smart audience, but they don't get it. It's a big deal, though, if you don't trust a grand jury to indict somebody. Why would you take that away from them?
No, or it's just sloppiness. Why would you? The thing is, Alex, you never want to do a preliminary hearing because you're showing everybody your case, warts and all, and they're just writing all this down. What was his name? Thank you. This is discovery, free discovery. But anyway, let me go back to what I'm saying. So they bring this guy out that nobody can cross-examine. What about the confrontation clause of the Sixth Amendment? What about that? The right to confront my witness? No, you can't ask him any questions. All right. So they bring this stiff out there with the hair,
and he can't challenge his accuser, his quote lover.
Right. But they ask him a question. Never ask a question you don't know the answer to. And they said, did Tyler ever talk about any obsession, any hatred he had? No. No. Did he ever talk about how he hated Charlie? No. Did you and he ever talk about the travails of the trans community? No. But he sits there with this engraving of on bullets, so obsessed to get this man. And the person ostensibly that he's killing Charlie Kirk for, namely Tyler, he never says a word. Now, remember, if you're in an audience, you're thinking, wait a minute, what? None of this makes sense. What about the fact, the best part during this debate where they said, well, Candace, why do you obsess over the fact that he was at a steakhouse? And Candace says, I talked to the owner. Well, how do you know he was there? I got the receipt. I mean, why is he going? He's going here. He goes to Chick-fil-A. He's going to Dairy Queen. He drives hours. Then he turns around to go back and get the rifle where everybody in their right mind is looking for this. And by the way, Alex, these dogs, gun-detecting dogs, can smell a fish fart, and none of them found that rifle that had dust in the barrel? Sounds like a Kansas song.
But the FBI showed up and found it. But the FBI showed up. The FBI showed up and found 3 minutes. So let's stop here. Speak to the confession. You got cut off when we got to that.
Okay.
And then let's also talk about 35,000-foot view and just court of public opinion. Almost, I would say 80% of people are not buying the official story. And all the polls, Candace won the debate. You could say that's confirmation bias. The point is they don't want to believe it. I just meant the way it came off, he couldn't name any of the seven charges. I would just say for the public's view, he made some good points, but she's made some mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But he lost. I think that's fair to say. But speak to the confession, then the 35,000-foot view, and then key, the time we have your prediction of where you see this trial's going.
Oh, well, first of all, go to the commission. Not guilty, either by virtue of a dismissal.
Or Tyler dies in custody like...
Well, I'm not done yet.
Start over.
As we say in the South, don't buy the green bananas. They'll Epstein him so fast, and I can see it right now. Breaking news. Tragedy in the Orem County. A troubled man found unresponsive. And people would say, oh, well, what are you going to do? No Tiki, no Washi, no Tyler, no problem. It's over. It's moot. That's why he needs to be pulled out of that, immediately put to some kind of a federal facility or a hospital or something where you can watch him 24 hours. Because this guy, remember, there's three people, Alex, I'm saying I would be very concerned about. Tyler, Lance, and by the way, the side story, Ghislaine Maxwell. She better watch it too, but that's a different story. Now, what we're talking about here is, they said, did you confess? Did he confess? Well, sort of. Here he is. Telling. Now, remember, you got to ask people at home in a movie theater, is this the way people confess? You're sending text messages. Don't tell anybody. Oh, by the way, excuse me, got to go on Discord and tell everybody what I did. Doesn't make any sense. Also, this creepy Lance who says he left the note underneath. Where is it? Well, I burned it, but I have a copy. I took a picture of the note beforehand. So you destroyed evidence? That's where perhaps maybe
this shows professional advice. But let me talk about my own personal thing briefly. I have been in show trials that have now come out, were run by the CIA and the DOJ. New stuff breaking with indictments the SPLC had. Now documents are coming out specifically targeting me. Like I said, run the operations against us. This is huge. More criminal indictments, I'm told, coming. So it's weird. Todd Blanche kills one investigation was happening to me, but now it is a criminal investigation, what was done to me at the DOJ now. I'll talk about the next few days. There's so much I've got to unpack and talk to lawyers first. But my point is, I'd turn on the news and it'd be, Jones admits he made hundreds of millions off Sandy Hook lying.
Right.
Jones admits he's guilty. I never said any such damn thing. Barely ever talked. So I've already turned on the news and hear that I said I'm guilty many times.
I was going to say this. If anybody should know this, if anybody should know how this thing works, and by the way, once the momentum starts, you can't stop it. Right now, it's this guy.
Jones admits he peed on graves, and it's like no one peed on graves.
No, but not only that, we'll talk about that later. But we have, in this case, we have people coming forward, and you got to ask yourself this question. And this is the most interesting, kind of an aside, part of the issue. Alex, if... I don't have, I know people are jumping on Erica Kirk and the wife, and I believe it or not, everybody felt sorry for her. They didn't even know who she was.
No, that's why I got on Candace, because you can't prove they were involved. I could prove the official story isn't true. And I'd be like, why are you red herring? Because I know how ops work. You don't have.
Candace never said she was involved. Candace never said Israel was involved. Candace never said any of that. These are questions. Alex, days after this happens, people saw this, one of the weirdest things, where this wife is laying over the body of her husband.
A week later, she's in black hot pants with fireworks shooting off. It was terrible.
And then 6 days, but 6 days afterwards, she's doing a Zoom call. It's like a Glengarry Glen Ross, you know, coffee's for closers. Come on, we got to sell that merch. Anyway, so people started to say, wait a minute, this is weird. And then they said.
No, I agree. Erica Kirk has been a train wreck. She's been a train wreck.
But that's not what that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, Alex, if somebody went there and said, Erica, we have reason to believe that maybe there might be some nefarious forces here and we don't know who it is. Do you want us to pursue this? Most wives, most people would say, you better believe it. Tell me. And if somebody would say, seriously, Candace, me, anybody, you would say, we've got no dog in this fight. We're not, it doesn't matter. We want the truth. Have you not, as you would say, do I have to go through history?
No, I agree. She's her own worst enemy. My point is, I think it's a red herring to just focus on her. We know the official story's not true.
No,
we know the FBI.
What I'm saying is, why are so many people, explain this to me, fighting this? Why have you adopted this official narrative that you can't even explain?
Well, here's the bottom line. Let me ask you this. There's no debate that Team USA is seen as a total villain. It's destroyed the organization. It's falling apart. People, the general public thinks that they did do it, and their handling of it was a masterclass in self-destruction.
Wait, did what? Destroy Team USA?
No,
all
I'm saying is in the gym, come on, I'm saying this, their fight with Candace fight with them, she has come out as the winner is all I'm saying. And all I'm saying is, I know the official story is a Swiss cheese and a lie, but I won't go as far as to say some of the things the surrogates and others are saying, okay? That's all I'm saying.
I have listened assiduously to Candace, and she's never said that TPUSA or Erica or anybody in particular was involved in the assassination. No.
But she has said they should all be sat down by the police, and she thinks they're suspects. Come on.
Don't you think people should be talked to? Don't you think people
I'm not a Mossad operative trying to protect what happened. I'm saying I can't get anybody to talk about Cash Patel at a cabinet meeting that I talk to people in the meeting shutting down foreign involvement. I want to investigate this. No. I'm just looking at what I think is legitimate, what I don't think is, and I don't think 12 colonels are at Fort Huachuca meeting with her the day before planning his murder. That's not how assassinations work.
Probably not. I'm not even talking about that. There are all types of concomitant.
No, I know. I did was like a few times call balls and strikes and say, I think there's a cover up. I think Candace is right. And then I'm like, I think this part of the theory is wrong. Oh my God, not her, but oh my God, you're covering up. I'm just simply like, no, I'm simply giving my opinion. It doesn't mean I don't think there's a cover up. I agree with there's a cover up. I'm trying to actually.
It doesn't matter. For example, do people understand, and you know this, because you know history better than 99% of most people. When you ask somebody, let's just use an example, the JFK assassination. Do you know how many moving parts are involved in this?
Oh, it gives me a headache, and I know a lot about it, yeah.
There is not one person who says, okay, I'm the guy, I did it, here's my... It doesn't work like that. There are movements, concatenations, layered. That's all we're saying. When we
I agree. It's good to ask questions.
You get a lot of tyros and neophytes and parvenus who have no critical thinking skills, who don't understand the difference between suspicion and proof. They jump in, they glom
on. I get it. They said the pretrial was the trial. So let me ask you this. And I think you're right. If it's a fair jury, he's going to have to be acquitted because there's definitely reasonable doubt. Even the guy that TPUSA put forward as a debater said 25 to 50% chance. So that's reasonable doubt. So what happens when Tyler Robinson walks?
That's a good one. I would say don't stand near him. Whatever you do, get away. They also could, for example, grant a motion for a judgment of acquittal. There's all kinds of procedural
things. I think you're right.
I think
it is an inside job setup. I think the evidence is overwhelming. I think they kill him. I think your bet that they make that they Lee Harvey Oswald him or they crooks him.
I didn't say it's my bet. I'm saying be very careful because
I'm not predicting it's going to happen, but I think that's a real situation.
No, I'm telling you, I didn't predict anything. I'm telling you, there are people. Alex, do I have to remind people of Lee Harvey Oswald, of also Sirhan Sirhan? And let me also tell you that with anything, again, whether most people, as you know, they look at history as though they're double parked. They have no idea of the inner workings of this. Same thing with you, your travails, what you've said. Do you know, honest to God, and I hate to bring this up, how many times I've had to defend you? I'm saying Alex Jones does not say that there's gay frogs. I don't know where this comes from. And once somebody hears a meme or an idea and they glom onto it, it becomes part of this momentum. It's like Gustave Le Bon and crowd theories and murmurations. And they say, I kind of like this. Once somebody says something, do you know, and I'm sorry to say this, but this fellow, the debater, couldn't get the jar of pickles off in this extraneous collateral matter on one instance, and he will, for the rest of his life, be called Pickles or whatever. Once you get a label, it sticks to you. I'm going to just summarize it this way. Right now, as it stands, from the courthouse trial point of view, there ain't no way this guy can be found guilty. What they're going to be doing right now is begging for a plea of some sort, like they did with Luigi Mangione in New York. Plead to the stalking, we'll do this. They realize they don't have it. They've got to prove aggravated murder. Now, Candace made the statement. I'm not saying he might not have been involved because there is no conspiracy a part of this. If there was a conspiracy, the problem is with whom is he conspiring? He has unknown conspirators. But right now, aggravated murder, when you can't even prove who did it? No. So that's going bye-bye. And the worst thing, this prosecution, why they ever let this see the light of day? They should have done everything to have a grand jury impaneled. And let me remind you, Alex, he hasn't even pled not guilty yet. He hasn't even been charged. He hasn't even had an arraignment. This is all leading up to this in September next month.
And by the way, let me stop you. I've had nobody since I had Elizabeth Lane on with a clip that I'd heard more of the family at the courthouse saying, no, it's a cover-up, 98% is a lie, only 2% is true, we're intimidated, we're scared. No one challenged us on that. No one challenged, oh, Jones is making it up, the family says this is a lie. That's a pretty big deal. Notice it's radio silence on stuff like that. Lionel, stay right there. Let's stay right there. We got another break. I'm going to come back. We'll do some more into the next hour. We've got great Royce White coming up as well. So much here tonight, Sunday Night Live. Be sure to share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones right now and rumble.com/live. Say this so fast. I'm like a auctioneer. rumble.com/the Alex Jones Show live and alexjoneslive.com. Share those coordinates. The bad guys don't want this out. I don't know the answers. I just know we're being lied to. And here we are debating it, discussing it. We're still a free country. Hour number 3 and 4 straight ahead. Please support our sponsors at thealexjonesstore.com. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.